The Mishnah. If a person finds a shtar that says Reuven owes Shimon money, if the shtar has a shibud on it, meaning the shtar has a mortgage, so if Reuven can't pay up, his land is collateral to Shimon, and even if Shimon sells this land to Levi, Shimon can take it back in the event of a default. If it has a shibud, then you shouldn't give it back because someone will lose land. But if it doesn't have a shibud, you can give it back. Divrei Reb Meir. The Chachamim say, never give it back, because Bezdin will always assist the Malva in making a claim. Daf Yud Gimel, the Gemara. Rav Asi said that in the case of Shtar Hakna, a Leiva is makna his karka as a shibud from the time the Shtar is written, not from the time of the Halva. In this case, the Shtar can be written even without the Malva present. But if it's not a Shtar Hakna, i.e., it's a normal Shtar where the shibud only begins at the moment of the Halva, then you need the Malva present to write the Shtar. Abaya disagrees and says, Eidav bechasimav zochen loy. On all shtaris, the shibud begins when the shtar is written, not when the halva takes place. If a shtar is found on the floor, and a leiva says it's mezuyif, it's forged, we must be chayshish for this. As Taisvis explains, a professional ganav can find ways to forge a signature. The Gemara says, in a case of shtar sheyesh be'achrais, i.e. it has a mortgage, we're afraid of a conspiracy. Everyone agrees that in a case like this, even if the leiva admits that he owes money, the shtar should not be returned if it's found. This is because we're afraid of a conspiracy. Since by a shtar achrayis, the malva can collect from the lekuchais, the ones who bought it, where chayshish the malva and the leiva made a deal, and after the malva takes the field back, he'll split the proceeds with the leiva. If, however, it's a shtar she'ein by achrayis, there's no mortgage, so the malva can only collect from the leiva, but couldn't take it back, anything away from the lekuchais. So if the Leiva admits he owes money, it's okay, according to Rameyer, to return the shtar to the Malva. The Rabbanan say, even in the shtar she'en be'achrayis, you can't return the shtar to the Malva. Daf Yudal. The svar of the Rabbanan is that all shtaris really have achrayis, and even if it's the shtar she'en be'achrayis, it must just be a tos seifrim. Mistake. Since lei shadi inish bichti, people don't lend money unless there is some form of collateral. Therefore, we're always being cheshish for a conspiracy. There's a difference between stam a person and a businessman. Stam a person would never lend money without some mortgage, because a loss would be too great for him to sustain. Masha'enkin, a businessman, who always speculates, he would potentially lend money even without achrayis. The Ritva holds that even if the stipulation of achrayis was never said, nevertheless, as a rule, every loan and sale automatically includes achrayis, unless explicitly stated otherwise. Thus, a sefer should automatically include achrayis in the shtar, regardless of whether he heard it mentioned or not. Therefore, achrayis tos sefer means that the omission of achrayis from a shtar is attributed to the sefer's mistake in thinking that whenever the achrayis condition is not specifically said, it does not apply, when in fact it automatically applies, even if it's not expressly stipulated automatically. The Gemara says Reuven sells a field to Shimon with achrayis, meaning that if Reuven's creditors were to come and take the field away from Shimon, Reuven would be responsible to reimburse Shimon for the purchase price. If the creditors of Reuven came to take away the field, no one can say at lav bal devarim didiyat, but people can settle with whomever they want. If Reuven sold a field to Shimon without achrayis, and then people came to contest the field, so if Reuven didn't yet make a chazaka on the field, he can back out of the deal. But if he made a chazaka, how did he do this? Michidayesh ha-mitzri. The buyer does something to show that it's his. For example, he fixed the fence. Then it's too late to back out of the deal. When it comes to Paris, shvach, and supporting wife and daughters, we do not collect from the kuchais. This is mipnei tikkun ha'olam. No one will ever buy land because people always get stuck with people claiming vis-a-vis these mishubadim. But we do collect from b'nei charen. Daf tesvav. Shmuel said a Baal Chayv is allowed to collect the shvach from the lekech if it goes up in price. If someone sold a field to his friend and this lekech improved it, and the Baal Chayv came and took it, so when the lekech comes to collect, if the improvement is more than the expense he paid, then he takes the improvement from the mecher, but the expense from the Baal Chayv. But if the expense was more, then the lekech takes from the Baal Chayv his expenses, but only that which is equal to the chayv. If a buyer knows an item was stolen, but bought it anyways, Rav says he's reimbursed for the cash, but not the shvach. Shmuel says he's not even reimbursed for the cash. We paskin that if a buyer doesn't know it was stolen, he gets both the cash and the shvach. If he knew it was stolen goods, then he gets reimbursed for the money, but not the shvach. We also paskin, there's no achrayas written in the shtar, we assume it was a tos cipher. Daf Tezayin. Rav says, if Reuven says the field that I'm about to buy, when I buy it, it'll be given to you today. So when he buys it, the field belongs to Shimon, and Reuven can't be chayzer. Rav holds, like Rameir, that one can give a gift even though he doesn't have the item yet, even though it's a davar shaleba li'aylam. Reb Nachman said, my father was from the seifrim of Shmuel, and I remember that they answered once. If one finds a shtar hakna in the marketplace, they are mechuyev to return it to the malva. And we're not chayshish that the chayev was already paid, because if it was paid back, the leiva would have ripped it up. In the Harda, they said, land which Bezdin takes from the leiva, if he doesn't pay back a chayev, the leiva can claim it back for up to 12 months, if he paid the malva back the money he owed. And finally, if someone finds a shtar chayev in a shuk, even if it had a handpick, the seal of Bezdin on it, it shouldn't be returned to the malva because we're afraid it was paid back. Daf Yud Zayin. If Reuven says to Shimon, you owe me $100, and he says, no, I don't. Edim came and agree with Reuven. Even if Shimon later says, I did borrow, he's considered a liar regarding this loan. If a document is a shtar muktam, meaning that the date on it is before the actual loan took place, the transaction is possible. If the husband says that he paid up a ksuba, he isn't believed unless he has a witness. This is because anything that is a takanas bezdin, ksuba, supporting children, etc., it's as if the woman is holding a shtar in her hand, where the malva, husband, is not believed without edim. If the minig ha-makam is not to write a shtar ksuba, a woman doesn't have to have it. But if the minig is to write one, she must have the shtar, or the husband can claim, parati, I paid up. If so, how will an almana mi erusin ever collect a ksuba? We don't write a ksuba by an erusin, but rather we only write it by an esuin. And the yarshim from this erusin will come, and they'll say, our father paid her. Our answer is, we have special brises which clearly state that even an almana from erusin is entitled to a ksuba money, even without a shtar. Daf Yud Ches. If a man's wife who did only erusin dies, there's no din einin, and he can't be metame for her. And he is still mutter bekachim. If she dies, he doesn't inherit her estate. But if he dies, then she can collect ksuba money. The Mishnah. If one finds a get, a will, or a receipt, we don't return it to the intended destination, because maybe the sender changed his mind. Gemara. If a shliach loses a get, if it's found immediately, then it's kosher. But if time passes, it's puzzle, because we're afraid the get may have been written for someone else with the same name. This is especially true if it's b'makam shayarais mitzuyas. There are a lot of caravans coming through that particular town. Daf Yotes. Rabba bar Rab Chana lost the get in the Beis HaMedrash. Since he had a good simon and recognized the shtar get, they returned the get to him, since a simon works midaraisa. If a get is found in a shuk, if the husband is maida, he gave it to her, then we give it to her. But if he isn't maida that he gave it to her, then we give it to no one. If a shtar shichrur is found in a shuk, if the owner is maida that he had actually given the shtar shichrur, then we give it to the eved. But if he isn't maida, we give it to no one. What is a daitiki? Daitiki means this should be a reality. So when a shchiv mera, a person who is about to die, is just about to die, and he gives property to someone, we say that it's a good kinyan even without a proper kinyan. Just by saying it, that's enough. Matna shchiv mera kiksuvim ukimisurim dami. If a receipt for a ksuba is found, if the woman is maida that the husband paid up, you give him the shaver, the receipt. If she isn't maida, then you give it to neither of them. Why should we give it to the Baal? Perhaps the shaver was written in Nisan, but only given in Tishrei. And between Nisan and Tishrei, she sold her ksuba to a lokech for a cheaper price, and the Baal will take out the shaver, which implies that he paid her in Nisan. And if the lokuchais that bought the ksuba took the land that was meshubad, the husband will take the land from them illegally, because she did have the right to sell the ksuba to them in the first place. When it answers, it must be we hold like Shmuel. Even though she sold the ksuba, she can then be meichel the chayv. Abaye says, there's nothing to worry about, because she didn't sell the ksuba to anyone. Daf Chaf, the Mishnah. If documents of assessments were found, or documents that a husband said he'll support his family, or shtar chalitza, if any of these are found, these, as well as all shtari bezdin, can be returned. If a shtar was found in a flask or a suitcase, we can return it, since the loser can use the flask and say that it was a flask shaped like so-and-so, and therefore that becomes a good simon. Gemara. A gnat can also be used as a simon, since there are so many different types of gnats that a person can identify specifically what type of gnat this was. When a person finds a group of shtaris, he makes an announcement, and if someone wants to claim it, he must bring clear simanim to prove that it belongs to him. And finally, if yusaimim want to collect from other yusaimim, these yusaimim must make a shvua and say that our father never told us that the money was paid. In that situation, they could collect from the other set of yusaimim. This marks the end of this parak. The next tape, Bezrus Hashem, we will continue from parak Elu Metzias. Malachus echol, yishmechu b'malachus echol.